You're listening to the 228th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We continue, we're studying together the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Pasuk Vav. Zarakti Elech Hashem. I called out to you, Hashem. Amarti Atamachsi, Chelki Be'eretz Hachaim. I said, you are my protector, you are my portion in the land of the living. Let's study together a little bit more. We saw last time a lot of different ideas. What's Eretz Hachaim? What's the land of the living? One understanding was it was the land of Israel. One understanding was that it had to do with human beings, trusting in other people. I'm not going to trust in people. Another explanation had to do with the fact that it's the land of the living is the Beis Medrash, the place where I attach myself to the Torah, the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. Let's see onwards. He brings here the Alshech, and the Alshech says as follows. Habet Yaminu Re'eh, the Pasuk right before this says, I look to the right and I see. Habet Yaminu Re'eh, Ve'enli Makir, nobody recognizes me. So the Alshech gives us a different understanding of what's going on here. Hinei bebezen shel mali, yesh miyim maiminim melamdim zchus. Yesh masmilim melamdim chayva. This is important. When we come to a time of judgment, and that can be after a person passes away, or it could be the judgment that we've experienced, and we're in the middle of, through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So Hashem has it set up in a similar way to what we find in a human court. You have those who are melamed zchus. You have angels who speak on behalf of us, who speak positively for us, point out the good things that we've done. And then there are angels who point out the negative things that we've done. There are angels of mercy and there are angels of judgment. And generally we speak about the angels of mercy as being on the right side. The concept of the right side is the concept of rachamim, of compassion. The concept of the left, which is the weaker side, is the concept of judgment. Amar habet yamin. David HaMelech says, look to the right. Ela maiminim lefanech melam deschus. It's a request, Hashem, look to the right, look to those who are speaking of our merits. Look to those who recognize the rachamim, the compassion. Amnam yireh kivi ein li makir bekulam. You'll see, I don't have so much faith in those angels. I wish that I could say that I'm so great that they're going to have a lot to say, but I know the truth. I don't have anybody who's going to take my side. Mi magid li kenu. Halayu ki hine ova mones mimeni lamata. I know that this is true because I see that I've lost hope over here in this world. There are things that are happening to me which I know why they're happening. I know why the negative things occur in my life. It's because I'm not being the man that I could be. As much as I'd like to be, I fail. I make mistakes. If something negative is occurring in my life, I need to take credit for it in a negative sense. I need to recognize that the mistakes that I make are that which bring about a negative result in my life. If there would be those who are speaking on my behalf, finding merits for me in the upper realms, so then things would be good in the lower realms. David HaMelech is being honest. He's saying, when I see that things are not going my way, I see that there's nobody up there in Shemayim speaking on my behalf. Za'akti Elecha. I want to go straight to the source. I don't want to look at the angels of mercy, the angels of judgment. I'm honest. I know the truth. So I call to you, Hashem. Kim ein atali mili. If Hashem, if you're not going to be able to be on my side, then who's going to be on my side? Ki ata Hashem bal rachamim. You, Hashem, are the compassionate one. Hashem atimer. Maybe you'll say that once it's true that there's nobody to seek my soul. There's nobody, there's no angel that's looking and finding some positive aspect of my life, some merit. Gain. Gamani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, askim ve'ech atzilcha. So, I gotta be concerned. Maybe Hashem, you're gonna say, I agree to them. There's nothing, there's no redeeming factor for you. But this is what I say in my heart. This is how I reassure myself that you are absolutely, there's no question in my mind, you are my protector. You care about me. You're worried about me. You're looking for my benefit. And you're trying to find maybe one little good thing maybe that I did or some redeeming factor. So wait, King David is saying, I'm concerned that maybe you don't want me to be in this world. Maybe you don't want to be me to, you don't want me to have my portion in the Eretz HaChaim, in the land of the living, in the physical realm. And maybe you want to take me away from here. Heaven forbid. Maybe it's my time to go. As the next pasuk says, listen to my prayer. Listen to my supplication. And save me. Mistake. Eretz HaChaim, according to the way the Al Sheikh understands it, is maybe you want me in the world of the living, the soul world. Maybe you want to take me out of this physical realm because you see it's not worth it for me to remain here anymore. And you want to bring me out of here. Heaven forbid. But no, says David HaMelech, you don't need me there in the world to come. Not yet. You don't need me there in the world of the souls. I'm very weak. I'm so weak. I'm so poor. I don't have enough merits. Wait, Hashem, please. Let me get some treasure. Let me pile up the treasure in my treasure chest. Let me be able to fill up in this world on the things that are important. Let me learn Torah. Let me be able to have another chance here to study your will for me. Help me have another chance to do a mice, to have meisim tovim, to do good deeds. Help me fill up my storehouse so that I don't get up to the world to come. I don't get up to the world of the souls empty-handed, but rather I come with something real in my hand, something worthwhile. That's the Al-Sheikh, beautiful Al-Sheikh. Brings here from the Malbim. The Malbim says like this, L'chein zakti elech Hashem. Therefore, after all that was said in the beginning of this Mizmor, which we read last week, after all that was said, I don't see that I have any chance, I don't see that anything is going my way. All these things. Therefore, I call out to you, Hashem. Is it neged mashe kozav koli el Hashem ezok? This corresponds to what he said at the very beginning of the Mizmor. He said, I shall raise my voice up and I shall scream to you, Hashem. And that's the za'akti el Hashem. The neged mashe omar koli el Hashem is chanon. And that which, and corresponding to that which he said two things. I will scream to Hashem, my voice will scream, and my voice will supplicate. So, corresponding to the supplication, Be'er atachtoinim, Shamarti atamachsi. So he explains, I'm sorry, atachanunim, he explains the supplications. That's what he says, that you are my protector. Right? What am I saying when I say, Hashem, you're my protector? What I'm really saying is, I don't deserve it. A tachanun, a supplication, the root of the word tachanun means to be choinen. Hashem, give me a chanina, give me something with grace. Be gracious. Give me something I don't deserve. I don't deserve to be saved. I didn't do what's right. I'm not on the level I'd like to be. I'm not banging it out of the park in my relationship with you, Hashem. But nevertheless, you're my protector. You're the one who I know I can nestle in your wing. So give me a free gift. give me a free gift. Ubabintaina, so he's coming now with the following two claims. Aleph, Yaina Tamachsi Tamid. Since you are always my protector, you always take care of me. Maybe it's because I deserve it sometimes, but you always take care of me. I think you also take care of me when I don't deserve it. So you always do it, so please continue to do it. You've taken care of me in the past, continue please to take care of me in the future. Don't change. And second of all, the second claim, as it were, from the perspective of the fact that you are my portion in the land of the living, you are the one who made me alive in this physical realm. The Malbim is understanding Eretz HaChaim to mean this world. You gave me life. You put me into the land of the living. So keep me here in the land of the living. Let it not be in vain. Let it not be for naught that you've placed me here in this life, in this world. Let me be able to continue my life here in this world. He brings from a sefer called Avraham Anochi, written by Rabbi Avram ben Agon, Rabbi Chaim Palaji. He says like this, Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, King David says in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the World, Kasher za'akti elecha Hashem, when I screamed out to you, when I called out to you, Shetasa yisaydav Hashem, ani mevakesh mecha, begging you, Hashem, please do the thing that I'm asking you, that I'm requesting of you. Amarti atal machsi, I said, you are my protector. Rasul Amar, ani mevakesh, Shetasa bakashosi leman rachamecha b'chasadecha merubim. Says the Sefer Avraham Anochi, what David HaMelech means to say is, I'm asking that you do my request, you fulfill my request, because of your compassion and your great kindnesses. Not because of my good deeds. It's not because I deserve it. Oh, he says a different idea. Here he uses the word Eretz HaChaim to mean the future world, the land of the living, of the souls. He's saying, I want the good things that I do, don't use up those merits in granting me help and salvation and livelihood or whatever it is, every good thing that I request. Don't grant my request because of my merits. Let me be able to save my merits for the world to come. I'm putting away money for the future. I've got my investments. I've put my life into doing good deeds, learning Torah. Let that remain for later. Let me reap the rewards for that in the world to come. And please, Hashem, do good things for me, protect me, save me, whatever it is, for free. So that I don't have to use up my merits here in this world, but it's saved for me in the next world. And finally, he brings here from a sefer called Yalkut Eliezer. And he says like this, mashal. He says an analogy. Echad bala roifei, shirape asyado ki yavsha. Somebody comes to a doctor because his hand has become muted. It stopped working. His hand is not functioning properly. Maybe he had a stroke. V'yarama roifei b'mate asher b'yado al yad ha'chayle v'hischa masachik imay. And now, what the doctor does is he takes his stick, he has a stick right next to him, and he lifts it and he starts hitting the guy and he starts playing with him. It's really a strange kind of interaction. I came to a doctor, imagine you come to a doctor and the guy starts hitting you. He bangs him on his hand with his stick and he says, there's no magic potion that can cure you. So the guy whose arm is not working anymore, he says, he cries, I know that a guy came to you, a friend of mine had the same problem, and you cured him. So the king says to him, you fool. Sorry, not the king, the doctor says to him, you fool. I did the same thing with this other guy. I took my stick, I banged it on his arm. He said, ow! The guy said, ow, whenever I hit him. So I knew that there's still a chance for his hand to be cured because he can feel the pain when I hit him. And I knew that I could cure the guy. But it's not so with you. I saw you. You just kind of laughed when I hit your arm. You had no feeling in your arm. You didn't feel the pain of me hitting your arm. So in that case, what can the doctor do? The doctor can't help the guy. There's no feeling left in his arm. There's nothing to cure. Hanimshal, the analogy is, Bayamam Arishayim Kasher Bo Alein Yisurim. Originally, when difficulties came upon us, we did what was wrong. We were mishutak. We were disconnected from Hashem. Our spiritual limbs stopped working. But Hashem brought upon us, heaven forbid, but that's the nature of things. Difficulties happened. We felt it. We felt, ow! We said, ow! We called out in pain. And we screamed to Hashem that he should arouse his compassion and his kindness so then he would cure us. But that's not the case now. We don't feel the punishments and the pain. We see what's going on and we just feel like these are natural occurrences. And the doctor is smacking the patient and there's no response. The person starts to laugh at it. And the Pasuk is complaining about this and says, I called out to you, Al Yisurim. At the beginning, David HaMelech is saying, it used to be that I used to care. Am Yisrael used to care when we got challenged, we got difficult situations occurring to us. We used to scream out, Za'akti Alech, and I called out, I said, Hashem, please protect me, be my protector. You're my portion of the living, of Al-Ata. Hachiva Al-Rinasi. But the Yalkut Eliezer says, but now look at my joy. Rina can mean my joy. Can mean prayer, but could also mean the fact that I'm happy. Shemano, ki ani, Mr. Enemy said, it's almost like a desperation, Hashem. I've gotten to the point where I've become accustomed to the pain. It doesn't move me anymore. It's a different kind of tefillah that David is saying in the second part, so the very last psukim, saying, originally I cared and I called out and I asked and you helped me. I felt it. I felt that I needed your help. But I've gotten to the point where it no longer moves me. Mizen is barak liki dalois miyod. I see how far I've gone. I've gotten really low. I've come to a really low state. Ve'inoid hushi bilahargish in mikaev. And I no longer feel that pain. So Hashem, I have to say an extra tefillah and I have to know that I have to be resensitized. I don't want the pain, but I don't want to be indifferent to the pain as well. So it's an important concept. We need to know that every single thing that occurs to us is from Hashem and it's a wake-up call, but we can't become indifferent to the many wake-up calls. Ooh, Yishena Mishinaskim. Time's running out. Wake up from that slumber. Wake up from that sleep. Let's go into the Yemei Hadin, into a Yom Kippur. Let's go into that time with the proper perspective, with that awakeness, with that sense of reality, that no matter what, whatever's going on in our lives, it's from Hashem, and He wants us to wake up. Let's do our best to do so, to wake up. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.